I think I know what this place is. The sign says Motel? But I think it's an inn. Like I would read about in the books you would let us read. A place where someone can sleep for a few coins. You're going to be in a lot of trouble, though, aren't you? Sure, they were already going to terminate me, but you weren't really in any kind of trouble until you broke me out of there.
I knew you were different from the others.
More scientists than most of them, even if many of them are very intelligent. Less religious than most. I would think it would be hard not to be fanatical when you're surrounded by actual gods like me. Except they don't worship us. They study us, observe us,
breed us.
When the old gods disappeared, all that was left were their distant descendants. Watered down power mixed with human blood from the many times they took human lovers and created life. I remember you telling me how the church was formed to bring back gods to the earth. If animals can be bred for certain traits, then so could demigods. Those who had divine blood in them could be bred together, especially those that showed any indication of holy power. Now, thousands of years later, and hundreds of generations later, they are finally nearing their goal. They've manipulated the various lines with strict breeding regiments, and they've almost made a fully new god to rival the old ones. Gods of nature to control the plants, gods of the ocean to control the tides. Gods of luck to sway the very fabrics of chance, even. The gods of war. Perfectly focused avatars of human power and violence. Gods of lust, skilled in. Well.
But your church doesn't worship us. No. Your church keeps your gods locked up deep underground and drugged, dull and dumb. They use the magic you call technology to keep our powers under control until they are ready for what your church called the awakening. See, they had been planning to take what all men strive for. Control.
The church intended to rule the world in their image, its high priests and priestesses ruling over the humanity, using us. These weirdly broken creatures as their tools. We may have the power of gods, but we've never been allowed to feel powerful. They've been saying the times are almost here, though. Finally. We gods don't hear much. We're kept placid and agreeable and in the dark most of the time. We don't even really have names, just numbers. There was a time when I was expected to have a part in their plan, too. I was expected to be the accumulation of the sun god line with the blood of Ra and Apollo and Mithras and so many more. Too many to count. Finally united in me. And for a while they thought it was a success. I had the birthmark of the sun on my arm, complete and distinct, just as my mother did. Even as a child, I could call upon the light and warmth of the sun, even in my room deep underground. They never saw the other birthmark, though. How they missed it, I'll never know, but the lightning bolt was there, just as clear as the sun, but less obviously placed.
They never expected that my mother's first love was actually from the Storm God line. It never should have happened. The divine bloodlines were not supposed to be crossed yet, not until full avatars were realized. But my mother, she knew she was to be bred with another sun god, and she did not care for him. She loved one of the storm gods, passionately, though. It should have been impossible for them to be together.
Except for you. You had been raised in the church, obviously, to be deeply devoted to the cause. Your line goes back almost as far as mine does.
Your mother was a follower, even if I never met her. And your father... Well, you've never mentioned him. Perhaps you had a thing for my mother? It's hard for you mortals not to fall in love with us gods, I guess. The same careful, selective breeding that has intensified our powers over the millennia have also made us physically perfect in a lot of other ways. I saw that wry smile. Of course, a mortal breeding with a god was forbidden by your faith. Even more forbidden than breeding two lines together. The offspring would be a waste, they would say. It would at best create a demigod, which would be a setback in their plans. They do make exceptions, I've heard anyway. When a subject didn't work out, they were sometimes used for the entertainment of the faithful mortals before termination. That's allowed by their brutal rules for some reason, although I'll never understand why. I don't think you particularly cared about the rules, though, despite your devotion. You did care what my mother wanted, though. Enough to risk everything that you had to give her one night with the god she loved. Once she'd known true love, she felt she would be able to fulfill her duty to the faith and give them new and better sun gods with the god she was supposed to breed with. Only she knew I was born from that first breeding. The wrong birthmark was easy to hide, and I guess they stopped looking after they found the obvious one. I learned to hide my storm powers while focusing on my sun ones, but she let you in on the secret because she knew she could trust you. And rightfully so. You kept the secret. You covered the few times that my storm powers slipped out in small ways. The way it might start raining outside the first few times they let me go out to exercise because it was sad. Or how I would sometimes give people little shocks before you taught me how to ground myself better. But I ruined it all. My sun powers were actually too strong. They were scared when it was time for my final test, and I made a small spot appear on the sun. You said it was... what was it? Hybrid vigor? Sometimes two species will breed together to make a remarkably stronger offspring. And I know that's an oversimplification, but despite them doing this for thousands of years, they still don't really understand how our powers work or grow. I was to be terminated right there in the training dome. They darkened the dome so the sunlight could not feed my power. And they turned their power dampeners on to drain away my abilities. I wasn't able to fire off more than a few concentrated beams of light before the guards began to swarm me. But that's when I called the lightning. When the dome darkened, they could not see the storm clouds that had formed outside so quickly. The first lightning bolt pierced the dome and sent the guards scattering. I still do not have the sun, but I had the thunder. They were in a panic. They hadn't expected this at all. But they did have a contingency plan. Gas began to rise from the ground to either render me unconscious or kill me. I'm really not sure. I diverted most of it with my wind, but I still felt myself falling to my knees from the little exposure I had. I may be a goddess, but I still have weaknesses. Then you showed up, wearing a mask you had stolen from a newly trained guard and holding another one from a second unfortunate guard that I could see behind you on the ground. You put the mask on me, and we escaped into the chaos with a combination of your knowledge and security access and my sun and storm powers. Which brings us to today, and here. We're on the run, but the church is in turmoil now. They're scared of me. And I'm no longer under their control. And they've never seen my level of power before. They don't even know how high it goes. And Neither do I. But I'm alive and I'm free, and with your help, we will take the battle to them again very soon. The church will be destroyed, and my brothers and sisters will be freed, not to rule the world, but to help contribute to it as best we can. Because it's our world, too. And it's all thanks to you. Without you, I wouldn't have been born. Without you, I would have been terminated once my dual nature was discovered. Without you, I wouldn't have learned as much as I did. And without you, I wouldn't have escaped. Had I somehow kept my secret, I would have been bred with another sun god in order to keep the line going and to see if perhaps things could be improved. I knew the male sun gods, and I was not impressed. They made a point to keep us uneducated, easier to control that way, with less ideas in our heads. Although you made sure that that didn't work in my case. Perhaps that's why my standards are a bit higher. If I had a choice, I would have picked someone smarter for my breeding partner. Someone more mature. Someone like you. And suddenly, thanks to you, I have a choice. And that choice is me wanting to be bred by you. It's not just being grateful, and it's not infatuation with the man that took care of my mother and then me. Well, not entirely. Thanks to you, I have the intelligence and now the freedom to make an informed decision about who I want to mate with. And I've been exposed to many men in the church, both gods and mortals. I know there are many more men in this outside world. Certainly men more my age. But I know that I will never find a nobler, kinder man than you. I know you loved my mother. I can see it in your eyes and in your interactions with her. Just like how I know you love me. You never took liberties with me, as some trainers or guards would with the other gods. And you kept me safe from these predators. Not to save me for you, but to save me for me? Maybe? Still, I have never known the touch of a man, not in a sexual manner of any sort, but I wish to know your touch, and I would have you know my body. You say we shouldn't? That it would be a mistake on my part. I disagree. Isn't it my right to make my own choices? My own mistakes? To breed with whomever I please. Especially when whom I please also wants to breed with me. Let me help you with your shirt. I don't know why you're being so resistant when you are so clearly attracted to me. Oh. You have a mark on your chest. Is that what you were hiding? It's like a heart, but a broken one. It's the mark of a love god, but imperfect. You're half god? Your father was a love god. You said you never knew who your father was, but he was there the entire time at the church. Well, maybe he seduced your mother, honestly, or used his powers. Your mother must have loved you dearly if she was able to keep your origin as hidden as you kept mine. And that's why you helped my mother be with my father. Not just because you wanted to help her. You were fulfilling your instincts as a demigod of love, weren't you? I'd be suspicious of my feelings for you if it weren't well known that a love god's powers only work on mortals. This mark changes nothing between us, other than makes me wonder what kind of children we might produce. And what their powers might be. I had never thought about my future children that way before. Here, let me help you with your pants next. No, please, don't try to stop me. I thought you were protecting my virtue, or maybe yours, but if it was just your secret heritage. I've made it clear it's my virtue to do with as I wish. And I wish to give it to you, the only man I could truly rely on. If you truly don't want, just tell me and I'll stop. I would never force myself on you. But do you want to breed with me? Do you want to, what's the mortal term? The romantic one. Do you want to make love to me? There. Was it so hard to say yes to it? I'm just a girl. Perhaps one that can occasionally cause noticeable brightening and dimming of the sun with a thought, and delay the speed of light at my whim. Or one who can call thunder down from the heavens. But still a girl. Not very hard at all. Rather soft, really, but in all the right places. And you appear to be hard in all the right places. May I take off your underwear? You could do it, of course, too, but I could too, and I would like to. You were the one who introduced me to the ideas of presents when you snuck me books to read. Well, you're the best present ever, and I want to finish unwrapping you. There. Now your body is as open to me as my heart is to you, but I'm still clothed. When we escaped, I had the bright yellow jumpsuit that marked me as a sun god. You had to steal clothes for me from someone's backyard as they dried. I do like this sundress, and it's most appropriately named for a sun goddess. But I'll take it off now. I've never had a dress before, but I think I can manage it quite easily. Then I'll take off the bra. They made me wear it more for the comfort of the men at the church than for my own. I'll take it off now, and perhaps I'll never put another one on again. Oh, we'll just have to see. I'm not used to having so many choices in everything. Let's just focus on one really big decision at a time, shall we? When you see them, your face is as radiant as the sun. Well, let me see if I can make you shine even brighter. I'll take off the panties now. You can see my birthmark now. You saved me from situations where someone else might have seen it over the years. It's perfectly formed, isn't it? I meant the birthmark, but I'm very flattered by your agreement, either way. Will you let me be in charge of our lovemaking? It's such a refreshing change of pace in my life. To be able to direct my own destiny, especially for something such as this. Oh, good. Okay, well, now lie down on the bed, please. I want to open the curtains a little. Oh, don't worry. At this angle, no one will be able to see in. But look, the rays from the sun shine in right on the bed. You know how the sun soothes me, almost as much as your presence does. Well, except when it arouses me. Keep lying on the bed, please. They showed us drawings and movies preparing us for mating. When you're dealing with gods, it's best to show some caution. So, I understand the theory somewhat, and From stories from the older goddesses, there were recommended positions such as the woman underneath or on her hands and knees, but
I think I can make it work with me on top. Is that even a thing? It is. Excellent. Perhaps it will become our thing. Although, after this time, I think I will be very open to whatever methods you want to try. Even the recommended ones. Now, tell me if I'm doing anything wrong as I kneel over you. You will tell me, won't you? Wait. You don't have any more experience than me? But you're older, and you're a half-god as well. Half-god of love. Maybe you were just afraid of misusing your power? Even accidentally. You couldn't have been sure women wanted you for the right reasons. That would have been enough reason to hold yourself back. Until now. Then we'll figure this out together. I suspect you have more theoretical knowledge than I, even if it's not more practical knowledge. What's the worst thing that could happen? Holding you up to me. You will certainly fill me, love. Tell me. We weren't allowed names for the parts besides the most scientific and clinical of terms. Are there better names for it? Penis just feels so cold. Really? Like the animal? Well then, I'll take your cock and hold it up while I lower my... my what? Oh. Oh, there's definitely an animal theme here. My pussy. Oh, I love that. And it is soft and fuzzy, and it can feel nice to pet it for long hours at a time. I lower my pussy to your cock, and if I find out you were lying to me about the names to tease me, I will hit you with a bolt of lightning later. We touch each other, your cock against my pussy. But if I lower myself a little bit, our bodies begin to merge. Your cock pushes into me just a little, and it's tight. But I'm ready for more. I take your cock into my pussy slowly, but just as eagerly as I take the sunlight shining on my naked body. My pussy quivers over you as I settle down on you, and you're buried in me. So, this is breeding? Or making love too, I guess. I fully expected to be bred, but never made love to. I think I like it, no matter the name. At least when it's with you. I'm young and healthy and a god, so I recover quickly from the initial discomfort. I have the sun for strength, and I care very much for you. All of these things allow me to begin moving on you. I think I'll move back and forth for now. Nice, easy movements that feel good for me. And make you moan as well. Then bolder movements. Not just back and forth, but up and down. And I'm a quick learner, especially with such an immediate and pleasurable reward. What did you say? You love fucking me. Oh, fuck? Is it another term for breeding?
I love it.
And I'm sure I've heard you say it before, but no matter. I think we're moving into fucking territory now with our actions, but still very much making love and breeding. But that's only a small part of it. I continue to fuck myself with your cock, and you with my pussy. Faster and harder now. We both need this. Not just the act, but each other. We've been alone our entire lives, even if we're never far apart. But now we're joined in ways that go far beyond our cock and pussy. No one, not even the church, will keep us apart anymore. I feel such a pleasure growing in me now. Like the feel of the noon sun on my face. Or of the lightning bending to my will. That's so much better. And I'm sharing that experience with you. Giving the same pleasure to the man who's meant so much to me all my life. When the breeding part is over, is there an animal name for what comes next? Come? But I'm already here, my love. Oh, I see. Oh, it's very funny, isn't it? Well, it's not an animal name, but I am happy to come with you. I want us to come together, dear. I want you to put your seed in me. Perhaps our union will produce an even stronger generation that combines sun, thunder, and love. But mostly, I just want us to be here, in this moment, together. I can feel myself starting to change with every thrust. And every wave. I need to be bonded to you, and you to me. Now that I don't belong to the church, I want us to belong to each other. Oh, I'm about to come, love. Or possibly discharge a lot of lightning, which would be really bad. Maybe even both. But mainly, I think I'm just going to come so very hard for you. With you. Will you come with me? Thank you for that, and for everything, for making love now, but also for treating me as more than the number that was my name. You even had your own name for me, Sunny. Well, I have a new name now, and I will tear the church apart, freeing my brothers and sisters. Then we'll help save the world from others like the church. And as my power grows, I can repair the changes you humans have wrought on the weather systems. And my brothers and sisters can fix the famine and poverty and illness for all of you, making it a happier world for all of us. And they will know my name. I'm Sunder. The goddess of sun and thunder. Well, everyone else can call me Sunder. But for you, I shall always be Sunny. And you, my mentor, my savior, my demigod of love,
You will always be the one true love of my life, and the father to the most powerful gods this world has ever seen. Oh, yes, I think this will be an even better ending than any of the books you ever gave me. Don't you agree? Hello, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. This is a production of... I will get the paper. This is a production of A Modern Goddess of Sun and Thunder Finds Love by Homer Sock. It was a lot of fun to put together, and it just, it's been a good time. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know, or I have an anonymous feedback thing in the description. please feed me criticism so I can be better. Or don't. If you like me how I am, that's fine too. Anyway, have a good day, morning, evening, afternoon, night, whenever you hear this. I hope you're having a good day. Bye.